Hello, hello, and welcome to Microdoses Cycle 2, the next cycle, the next dimension. We took a break, we took a nap, we took a rest, we took some time to, well, we just did what was natural, I think. We were awake and then we slept, and now we're up again. And it's a new day, and the sun is rising, and I'm holding a cup of coffee. Actually, that's in my reverie, but in real life, it's dusk, and I'm in the forest, and the sounds are picking up, and that kind of fascinating symphony that happens when it's about to rain, and all of the animals and all of the plants and everything is feeling this shift and is transitioning into whatever or wherever they want to be when the rain starts. And I thought that was an interesting space to record in this moment. And as I was sitting here, I was thinking about the way my relationship to this forest has changed over the years and to nature. As a child, very deep in it, like lots of microscopic memories from childhood. I must have spent a lot of childhood like literally laying down in the forest, in the dirt, and in the yard, and around the yard, and with rocks, because a lot of my memories are of the very intricate texture of rocks and crystals, and also those like Midwestern rocks. They almost look like concrete, but they have all those fossils in them that almost look like bones, but they're fossils. And they're in the rocks. And I just remember looking at those. And also the roly-polies, which are those bugs that are segmented that you touch and they turn into a sphere. And they just stay in a sphere, perfect sphere. And then they again. And so I'm remembering that and those deep textures and that totally like one with nests. And then over the years, seems like there were years where nature was more like wallpaper. Not entirely, of course, because of that connection, but where it just was more of a backdrop. And even the way this forest has changed, it was always amazing and like a cathedral. But now when I'm in it, there's so much more depth to what I see and feel. You know, these trees aren't just trees. They're each these sentient beings with their own ways, their own personalities almost. And the more I love them and pay attention to them and the surroundings, the more I receive, the more they love me back, in a sense. And even just all of the birds that I notice now and all of the layers, and it's a beautiful reminder of moving from diorama to cosmos. And this is exciting because it's the seed planting of our next cycle. And this is the first one. And it's this first one, I was thinking, it's really about you. Because you all are extraordinary beings. You know, the first group we pulled together from our loved ones that we thought would resonate. And then the people that you have all brought in are just equally just multi-dimensional, magnificent beings. And I know you all feel each other, but I feel like we could have more of that through including you more. And of course, you're already completely included as a listener and as a receiver, in the same way I feel in the forest receiving. And it would be amazing to have some of you record micro doses and send them to us, and we could share them the ways that, you know, we post one every day. And and I hear children squealing, part of the wildlife, and currently being rewilded in many ways, those kids. It's beautiful to witness that too, that depth happening. So yeah, I see us contributing. I see us each with such amazing voices and vibrations, and I see us sharing that with each other, and each with our own wisdom and just ways of being. It would be incredible. I know I would love it. I think we would all love it. If you feel called to make one. And I can explain to you a little bit about the way that I make them, you know, if that helps, but you'll find your very own way. But, you know, I think we all live certain questions, right? And there's certain things we've been mulling from different perspectives for years, and they become these kind of multifaceted, almost like they're alive inside of us. And so those, I feel like, will naturally kind of come through when the intention is there. And so that is kind of coupled for me with an energy of this, oh, I'm in a certain space and I feel like talking. And sometimes I don't know. I sort of have to trust the more intricate intelligence that's beyond me. Just like when I write a song or write a poem or anything like this, it emerges and is created through the being with it, and it reveals itself. And I always think of Ruth Stone, the poet, who would describe being out in her fields working, and suddenly this poem would kind of thunder up behind her and like come rolling down the hills and like rolling to her and then through her. And she said she would have to like run up back up to the house, like in a rush, and almost like grab it by the tail and pull it back towards her, and then write it down with a pencil as fast as she could, and getting that phrase or that line or that seed. And so, you know, pay attention to the way things roll through us, and oh, I want to capture that. There's something there. It's not always that dramatic. Sometimes that I'm just quiet and I think, oh, well, now's a good moment. So, inviting you all to try it and to send one with this initiation into this cycle. Send one, and it can be 20 seconds, it can be 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Send one in on the email if you like, no pressure. But there's something that happens when we open our voice. And it's really incredible for us to hear and for others to hear. And for you all to hear some of each other. And we'll be inviting this cycle more participation in those ways. And it can be anonymous. Because even, you know, it's really about your vibration. So thank you for being here, and thank you for this exquisite group. You are contributing through being here and listening always. you know, you probably can feel it if it's for you. You can imagine yourself doing it and you can feel your heart kind of widen and pick up, and maybe you feel a little fear. And if you're feeling any of those things, I'm saying go for it. And I'm going to say, whether you send it in or not, that everyone take a moment to pause this recording. And as you pause in a moment, make a 1 minute microdose about whatever's on your mind, or more, at least for 1 minute. And then unpause. And don't think about it, just try. Ready, set, go. And welcome back. And if you're still hearing me, then pause me and do the 1 minute and then come back. And congratulations. You did one. It's surprising all that we have to offer sometimes. It's amazing. All right. Lots of love to all. And so good to be back. Bye.